I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Supporters of industrial hemp are gathering across the country to rally for the crop. It's part of Hemp History Week. 42 states have given the green light to plant the once illegal crop through pilot programs or for research. North Carolina is one of them, and a small farm here in the mountains was chosen to help kick off the national campaign. On a sunny, breezy morning just outside of Asheville in the scenic countryside of Leicester, a crowd gathered on a farm. They were here to celebrate a plant comeback.
First of all, welcome to Hemp Hootenanny and welcome to Franny's Farm.
The small organic farm is a big hemp advocate and was among the first in North Carolina to put seed in the ground after state lawmakers in 2017 okayed growing the once illegal crop under a regulated pilot program, action that caught the eye of the Hemp Industry Association as they were planning their annual national campaign, Hemp History Week.
Every year we find a farmer who we feel has done an outstanding job in their community educating about hemp and advocating for hemp farming.
Lauren Stansberry is Director of Communications.
Franny Tacey this year is our featured farmer, and so it's a way for us to show people that farmers really are getting into this crop, that it is not a drug, that it is a versatile and sustainable crop for a variety of products that can be grown and made right here in the United States.
And the farm held a party to celebrate. There was music, lots of vendors, of course, hemp beer.
Onion, and then the dressing is made from hemp seed.
And the highlight, a three-course vegan hemp-infused meal created by Chef Jason Sellers and his team at Asheville's Plant Restaurant.
This is going to be an amazing day.
Blake Butler, co-founder of the Asheville-based hemp movement HempX, helped organize the event. Butler has big dreams for the plant that can produce everything from fiber to foods to the popular dietary supplement CBD oil.
We have 215 people, I believe, that have been approved so far in North Carolina. A lot of farmers in eastern North Carolina will be growing large acreage. Here you'll probably see 1 or 2 acres being grown by small-scale farms.
A line that caught the ear of Asheville's Vice Mayor Gwen Whistler.
Especially for the area of Asheville where, first of all, we have a lot of small farmers and it's an urban environment. It might be able to help a lot of our local farmers.
Last year we grew a variety that was great for fiber. This year we're growing 2 different varieties that are great for CBD production.
That's featured farmer Franny Tacey. She and her husband Jeff have under an acre of the green plants sprouting up through the ground. Tacey says starting small is key in this re-emerging industry where there are a lot of unknowns.
We're writing the history books in Western North Carolina. This is why we say for farmers, start small. Get to know your crop, get to know your land, how it plays into the picture. Help build the industry and educate, so we're creating a market.
It's a cherry wine variety. There are 6 different phenotypes.
And off she went, the featured farmer, to help educate and build the market, leading a tour of this year's newly planted crops, which should be ready to harvest in August or September, just in time for the next hemp festival, HempX, held right here at Franny's Farm. For BPR News, I'm Helen Chickering.